Elizabeth Warren tells 7-year-old she will close the camps. By Hannah Blow on February 5, 2020. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, told a 7-year-old questioner at a town hall event in New Hampshire this week that she will close the camps if she becomes president, furthering the false narrative that migrants are being held at uninhabitable concentration camps on the southern border. A girl, 7, took the microphone at a Warren event in New Hampshire this week and nervously introduced herself as Elizabeth. "Your name is Elizabeth also? Oh wow. Double Elizabeths. I feel the power. This is great," Warren exclaimed. The young girl struggled to get out her question and could be heard receiving encouragement from a woman as she proceeded. "I wanted to know if," the young girl said to a pause before continuing, "if you're going to close the camps." "The camps where the children are held?" Warren asked. "Uh-huh," the girl replied. "Yes. Yes, I will, Elizabeth," Warren said to applause. Democrats have frequently used pictures of Obama-era migrant shelters to push the putting migrant kids in cages narrative. Former mayor and presidential hopeful Michael Bloomberg recently used an Obama-era image depicting caged migrants in a political ad critical of the Trump administration, which was released on Super Bowl Sunday. Several Democrats, particularly the far-left members of the Squad, came under fire last summer after describing migrant detention centers as concentration camps. That is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, said during a live Q&A on Instagram in June. "The fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily disturbing and we need to do something about it," she continued. "I don't use those words lightly. I don't use those words to just throw bombs. I use that word because that is what an administration that creates concentration camps is," she added, accusing Trump's administration of being fascist.